This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 18th of February, 2025, and we are on the clock. Listen, I got to start the show like this. Dear parents. You hear that song by Nita, If the Good Lord? That should be your theme music. Like in the army, you know, they play the bugle, they play the horn to wake up all the soldiers. In your house, you must play this song every morning to wake your family up and prepare them, especially the children, for school and to prepare yourselves for work. I want you all to know, if I change my life to a life of crime, that still could be my theme music. That could be my theme music. Anyway, it is Tuesday, the 18th of February, 2025, and we are a few days away from 242 Day. On Monday, February the 24th, this and every 24th of February, we're showing our Bahamian pride. The 24th day of the second month is 242 Day. Again, this idea, construct, was devised out of an attempt to create a more cohesive Bahamas. Let us find descriptors that capture all of us. Right? And 242 Day is a geographical descriptor, right? 242, that's our area code. It bounds the Bahamas and everything within it, right? And so, like, as our brothers and sisters in the North celebrate Black History Month, right? People are getting upset because they're like, why are you focusing on Black history only? Why won't you give us a White History Month? You see how kind of divisive that can be if people don't understand or appreciate what it's rooted in. 242 Day allows us to celebrate everybody and everything within the bounds of the area code. It is just another way to celebrate us, but a way that captures as many of us as possible in the celebration. So, Monday, February the 24th, show your Bahamian pride. Fly your Bahamian flags. Wear Bahamian flag colors. Eat Bahamian foods. Create and listen to Bahamian music. Donate in sequences of 242. Do something 242 times or 2.42 times, etc. Merchants, consider pricing items at $2.42 or $24.20 or $242. Like, if you have any generator for sale, if you got any generator for sale, put $242 on it, please. Great show as usual. 242 Day should be a holiday, I would say, either in February or November, because it's a long one to the next holiday. We need to round it up to 12. We need to round it up to 12, because who would we be if we didn't have a public holiday every month? There is lots to talk about today, and it's going to be a full one. I want to talk transportation. I want to talk Ministry of Energy and Transport, right? Prime Minister has comments, the comments about marital rape in today's paper. I have a compendium of articles, most recent articles, I think would be interesting to discuss. I got SpaceX, the fuel, the rocket booster landing takes place today, the 18th and not the 17th, as local newspapers prior reported, which is another example of why it is reasonable for ordinary Bahamians and experts alike, environmentalists, to raise questions about the rocket booster landing. So we're going to get into some of those today. Before we get going, let me remind you, Equality Bahamas is hosting its annual International Women's Day March and Expo on Saturday, the 8th of March. The sign making and screen printing day is Sunday, March the 2nd, from noon to 5 p.m. at Ponciana Paper Press. And both events are free. You get to make signs and screen printing t-shirts and I think bandanas. You bring your own cloth, bring your own plain t-shirt. As well, you may get an opportunity to screen print on it. Again, the events are free, feminist, family-friendly, and friendly and open to the public. Here is a concern raised by members of the public. They asked me to ask some questions. So a listener who is an avid, I'm going to call it exerciser. They active people. I don't know about them, but they know about themselves. They good. They get up every morning and work out somewhere, right, in New Providence. A listener called and said, hey, Green, I've been going to Clifford Park to exercise for a hot minute now, and there's a gate, somebody fenced in the park, and they were unable to find any information about why they would be unable to access Clifford Park. I am still doing some research, but someone suggested to me that the management of Clifford Park area has changed, that space is now being preserved as a rental space, I think. And I just want to know how much of the public space you're going to take for your economic pursuits and interests. We already have limited access to the shorelines. Young people are already demonized, vilified, and criminalized for being outside. When I try to go camping, people just look at me like, are you crazy? Why would you want to be outside? You don't know all the mosquitoes outside. No, man, the mosquitoes are well behaved. And so if somebody could text me or call 422-GR96, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Toll free for the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. And tell me what has happened to Clifford Park. Is it been moved to another ministry's portfolio? Is it a part of this program? This is, like, I think it's an SPV or PPP, where a private entity has taken over management of several historical sites? Yeah, man. Anyway, I would be grateful if anybody could share some information on that, please. Another couple articles I think people may find interesting. I'm not sure if we're going to get time to touch on them today. No jail time for dad who beat son with belt. And top RBDF officer raises alarm over primary school students being recruited to gangs. Very interesting stories. But I want to talk transport and SpaceX, right? I think that this whole, you know, that adage, you can't run before you walk. You must learn to walk before, at least you must master walking before you think you can master running. Here's the article. Colby Davis emphasizes, quote, personal accountability, close quotes, over recent maritime incidents. Transport Minister JoBeth Colby Davis, responding to a string of maritime accidents, said many accidents are preventable, emphasizing that, quote, personal accountability and responsibility must also take a lead in safeguarding the industry. Her comments followed the drowning of a 46-year-old man in Bimini over the weekend after his jet ski overturned, leaving him struggling to stay afloat. Videos of the man being carried ashore circulated. Earlier this month, police reported a boating collision that severely injured a U.S. Marine who was free diving near a naval base in Andrus. On Friday, a man was bitten. This article was 17th, so that's Monday this week. On Friday, a man was bitten after jumping into the water to swim with sharks after docking his boat in Exuma. Mrs. Colby Davis said several measures have been introduced to improve oversight and regulation following years of complaints about poor enforcement in the sector. Last year, the government amended multiple maritime laws, including the Boat Registration Act, which now requires a surveyor's report before a vessel can be licensed. The minister said this change was prompted by a series of boating accidents and is intended to identify structural issues before vessels are approved for use. Additionally, she confirmed that a 74-page safety manual for jet ski operators and other maritime activities was launched last year. In December 2023, former Bahamas Hotel and Tourism Association President Robert Sands announced the association would establish a task force to examine water sports and beach activity concerns. Call a call right back, man. In November, he said the task force had made progress in identifying compliance issues. Here are some other maritime accidents, I guess, that have taken place too. Now, I'm going to read a couple of stories that are related but not necessarily motor vehicle produced. I mean, call him, a finger was on the button to press it. Please call back. The numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, Family Island listeners. So here are some other stories of incidents in the water. Two Americans injured in shark attack. Two American tourists were injured during a reported shark attack on Friday evening. This article was posted the 8th of February. Another article, man drowns on Paradise Island. A 33-year-old Caucasian man drowned at a resort on Paradise Island yesterday, the 14th of February. The article was posted. The incident happened after 11 a.m. The police said the man was on a snorkel tour when he became distressed. Another article, shark attack reported on Exuma. Story posted 14th of February. Good morning, caller.
Yes.
Do me a favor, turn down your radio.
First time caller on your show. Are you talking about the culture thing, or are you talking about something else?
Well, today I was talking about, starting with transport, and I want to talk SpaceX.
Okay. So you're not talking about the culture yet, because I just wanted to give input on that.
Okay, with the culture of what?
The thing that's happening with the festival, the Bohemian thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I applaud that, and I think we should be doing that as much as often as possible, because I think we are losing our identity if we haven't lost it already. And the flag thing, the Bohemian flag thing.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of other countries roaming their flag through our state. You know, and just, you know, taking advantage of it. And so it's like we lose an identity, man. We need, so I welcome that. I'm Bohemian thing, and we need to do it more than just once.
Yeah, man.
Some people come for Bohemian, but not see, necessarily a mix.
I feel you.
Some people.
I understand you. When you're in your own country, you don't need a special day to celebrate your culture,
exactly.
Right? You do it every day.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it should continue, because when you learn here, you expect to hear things that it's been, and people, they talk, they go back and they tell people, man, I had a wonderful time in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And then people come and they expect and they'll see the human and not somebody else, just because we cannot go in other people's countries and do what we like and leave us, you know.
Yeah.
So I think I welcome that. I think we should do it more often.
Absolutely. Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
And thank you for calling. We must always be aware of the space that we occupy in our country and when we are visitors in other people's country. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning to your listeners. Far for you.
Morning.
Ms. Green, you read the part where I'm in and I hear you reading certain things in the papers. What you get what Ms. Madam Sandra Dean Patterson had to say?
Oh, you mean on marital rape?
That's what she was talking about.
Well, I think the most recent comments I saw from her...
Yeah, the recent one.
Yeah, is about the marital rape and the government's approach to the lobby for the criminalization of marital rape.
Do you think she needs to be more allowed to speak on behalf of this? Because if you listen to her, I don't know if you'll agree with me, she sound more smoother than some of them, how she bring it across. She involve other stuff in it, too. And all of them does it, but do you agree, like, she has a technique with it?
Okay.
She speak about things.
So watch
get
this.
Get the attention of the authorities and us senior people who know of her good works over the years.
Dr. Sandra Dean Patterson definitely has a particular style of engagement and advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think it's the most effective one for this lobby?
Not
by itself.
Hold
on, not by itself. Her style is most effective when it is accompanied by other advocates. It is one of the voices that builds the platform.
But when I think the other advocates, I'm in the view with cutting you while you're talking. But when the other advocates them talking or talk, and either they ain't being listened to or maybe when she come across, she gets the attention.
Okay, so watch this. I can be very honest with you right now. I often get agitated and aggravated with Dr. Patterson's and the crisis center's style of advocacy. My mother included. She's a stalwart participant in that space, right? I often get agitated and aggravated by it, but I also understand that the thrust of the crisis center's work is about providing support to victims. And although they are well positioned to lobby and advocate for policy changes, they have, I think, over the 40 years that they have been doing this, identified where the gaps are. And they are focused on the support
the
and services
too.
Work. And
family, and not just women, but men too.
Right, because it's a crisis center.
Yeah.
However, that work, what they're doing is about sustainability and consistency in delivering of services. And so it requires them to negotiate with the government in a different way that other advocates can.
I hear a lot coming from them, who we talk about. I call them the seniors. I hear a lot of order and respect.
Okay, that's what you call it? Pumpkin Eater, since you're doing that, let's do this. Sorry, Papa, let's do this. Let's do this. What you say just now, you hear a lot of order and respect. I don't like how you slick dissing the other advocates.
No.
You did it so well, Papa. No, I ain't rowing you.
From both sides.
Hold on. Papa, I ain't rowing you. I just telling you I see it. And I don't like it.
Okay.
Because it's divisive.
We could disagree.
I ain't rowing you, though.
Okay, we could disagree on that. I just feel like when I hear Sandra Dean and you mention your mom too,
it don't make you uncomfortable.
And I know them people have know what time.
No, like Papa, it don't make you uncomfortable. When you hear me and Alicia Wallace and some of the other advocates, you only hear me on the radio. You don't hear me when I don't have no manners. When you hear, us.
I see what you're saying. I don't hear you when you ain't have no manners.
When you hear us advocating, it is. There's a need for the level of engagement. If it makes you uncomfortable to listen to those voices, it suggests to me it waken.
No, it should not make you uncomfortable. But listen, if you don't mind, right?
You
get a story too where the judge did not, the father was released. Who
you want to talk about that too?
Huh?
Okay, but then I got to go. I got to get back to Sky SpaceX.
I respect what the judge do. I think she should be on it.
Hold on. You think that... Hold on. What she did?
Caroline Boyd Evans or something?
Caroline Boyd Evans. What she did?
From shaking, I mean, and after the case was finished, hugging them and the father and the mother and holding hands with them and maybe saying a prayer, what was reported in the paper.
Now, let's think...
Has she dealt with it, Ms. Green?
Let's think about this, though. Let's think about this. Uh-huh. Is that an appropriate action for the magistrate proceeding over a case to invite the family into the chambers or wherever and cause them to hold hands and pray a Christian prayer? I'm just saying, I don't think it's appropriate. It makes you pause. It makes you feel...
Daddy, and it's a special story. And I don't know if you could tell me as a woman, but why would the mother, just in a couple of days, move the child or honor roll child, try to move him over to school.
All right, Papa, I'm going to respond.
The judge revoice it and say, put him back in the school.
Okay, 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 Papa. Papa, I see what you doing. I don't like that. Papa, why are you doing that? Why you think you're going to talk over me and get your words out despite me making it clear and obvious that I'm trying to have a conversation? I know you didn't like what I said just now. I wonder if we as adults are following our duty to the Constitution, to the country, to each other, to critically interrogate issues of national import. Or are we just only looking for things that make us feel comfortable, that make us feel good and happy? Listen. The story was great. I am pleased that the father didn't get jail time. I am pleased that he admitted he went overboard while disciplining his son, right? I think that the father was ordered to take parenting classes, perhaps? Was ordered to attend parenting classes for 3 months. I am pleased that the state has provided access to resources so this father could continue to reflect on his role. I'm mad at him because the man said he thought about it and he realized maybe he went overboard, right? Reading the story in yesterday's paper, we see that there may be more behind the surface. When you reference that the mother had placed the son in another school while the father was in police custody. Yeah? All of these things are important. But should a magistrate, after a case is finished, invite the complainant and the defendant, the person who made the complaint and the defendant, to hold hands and pray? Is it appropriate? If it were a Rastafarian family, what would the magistrate had done? Would the magistrate have invited them to participate in the Christian prayer? Right? We got to think these things through. I am not denigrating the intention of the magistrate, right? But these are the things that we got to talk about. All right, I got a couple of texts here, and then I want to get onto SpaceX. Here's a text. Vibes Cartel is a convicted murderer, and people saying don't waste your money on them expensive tickets. Pay your mortgage and your rent, your house insurance, your car insurance, your health insurance. Put the little money aside for Mother's Day, for graduation activities, for summer school. Put a little money aside for Easter, and then see if you have enough money to go to the Vibes Cartel concert. Clifford Park is our cultural park. Why is the government allowing the promoters to bring Cartel over here to perform on our cultural park? Clifford Park, what's up with that? That's where you're going to go perform? Oh, wow. Here's a text. This happened during the Menace era, which is now over, by the way. A private group was handed Clifford Park on a platter. I find it outrageous. This is a cultural location accessed by citizens since Moses threw down the rod before Pharaoh and said, give the people free access to Clifford Park. And one man with the stroke of a pen says, this group can use the site to make money. I'd like to know exactly what the group has done other than put up a fence to keep black people out. That aside, Parliament needs to rescind that high water mark, apartheid era legal injustice. Ooh, texter, I want you to send me a text to clarify that just a little bit and what you want to replace it with. Texter, I ain't giving these people no sweetheart and advice. They gotta get that on their own. Okay, so today, this evening, we are expecting our first SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket booster landing, the first of 20 to take place in the year 2025. Again, I think I noted at the top of the show, every article, local article I read up to Friday, the 14th of February, said that the launch was actually on the 17th of February and not today, the 18th of February. It was a member staff at the DEPP that referenced the correct date. Here is an article from Florida Today, posted yesterday. SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket may rumble louder than usual Tuesday evening en route to the Bahamas. A SpaceX rocket following an unusual southeastern trajectory may generate louder rumbling than usual Tuesday evening along the Space Coast. I have never actually seen the Space Coast on a map as it ascends toward the Bahamas. SpaceX will attempt to land a Falcon 9 first stage booster atop the drone ship in the Bahamas for the first time. Liftoff of this Starlink 1012 mission is scheduled for 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Tuesday from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, with backup launch opportunities available until 10 p.m. So they got a four-hour window for launch. To the south of Launch Complex 40, think Cape Canaveral, Cocoa Beach, down to Sebastian Inlet, the rising rocket's orbital path should track closer to the Brevard County shoreline than typical Starlink missions. According to navigational warnings issued by the Coast Guard and Space Launch Delta 45, after stage separation, the booster will target the drone ship landing 8 minutes and 15 seconds after liftoff, SpaceX reported. There is the possibility that residents of and visitors to the Bahamas may hear one or more sonic booms during the landing, but what may be experienced will depend on weather and other conditions, the SpaceX website said. The Falcon 9 upper stage will deliver 23 Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit. No central Florida sonic booms should occur. For live Florida Today Space Team launch coverage blog updates, visit floridatoday.com/space starting about 90 minutes before liftoff. All right. I wish our government posted something like that. I also have a letter to the editor penned by Dr. Ancelino Davis, and I want to read that into the record as well, but I want to, first of all, find it. Here we go. I'm going to read this into the record, and then I got some more questions. Concerns about SpaceX landings in Bahamian waters. This letter was posted yesterday in the Nassau Guardian. Dear editor, pardon me, my apologies. Please permit me to share my concerns before the SpaceX landing in Exuma waters. Timelines seem very short. Many environmental professional colleagues and I found out just this past week, February 13th, that Elon Musk's Falcon 9 first stage booster will be landing on a drone ship this month, February 18th, with 20 more landings planned for this year. Minister of Tourism Chester Cooper presented the events as a potential booster for our tourism product. This is less than a month after SpaceX debris fell in Turks and Caicos on January 17th. They had to divert air traffic and have concerns over the potential for hazardous chemicals in the debris. This is certainly a powerful launch pad for Bahamian tourism and investment, but is the risk properly measured? How many pounds of rocket fuel and other chemicals will enter the fishing grounds of the Exumas? Discussions surrounding the security of the mission include keeping people out of a 10 to 20 mile swath of ocean. Is 5 days enough time for fishermen, tour operators, ferries, and aircraft to rearrange their paths and plans? In the event of a disaster, where does the help come from? As we consider tourism benefits, have we considered the disaster tourism potential for visiting scientists studying the impacts of space waste on our oldest marine and terrestrial national park in the country and possibly the world? Considering SpaceX's gross earnings on a U.S. launch, according to Space Insider, are around $30 million, is a $1 million donation an appropriate market value? SpaceX has pledged $1 million for the University of the Bahamas and will continue to invest in STEM education in the Bahamas. Who foots the bill for the Royal Bahamas Defense Force mobilization, and is there a restoration clause in the environmental assessment? The Department of Environmental Planning and Protection page is back, but the environmental impact assessment is not there. It seems we may be handing over the keys without really knowing the driver. Full stop. End of letter. Again, the letter was written by Dr. Ancelino Davis. Pardon? Oh, yes, sir. I will do. I got a lot of texts here, and I am checking my phone for another message. And so I have a number of questions that I have to ask. The first is, does a project of this nature require an environmental impact assessment or an environmental management plan, an EIA or an EMP? So someone has shared with me a document from Turks and Caicos, the Turks and Caicos government. It is the National Security Secretariat. Oh, wow. So let me ask these questions. Then, producer, we're going to go to a break. And then when we get back from the break, I'm going to read from this document and I'm going to read all the text. So here are my questions again. Does a project of this nature require an EIA or EMP? That's environmental impact assessment or environment management plan. And I say this because I went on the DEPP website, and it would be, I mean, it's not unreasonable that someone would infer that EIAs are only required for terrestrial construction projects. But I may be mistaken, and I think certainly if any project requires an EIA and an EMP, it is landing rocket boosters in waters near the Exuma Keys, where one of our most pristine and valuable national parks is. Here's another one. What did the consultation process look like before final approval was given for the landings? Dr. Davis, who's a very active advocate for the environment, indicates in his letter that he and his colleagues only became aware of the project on the 13th, I think, of February. How was the payment amounts calculated? Like Dr. Davis indicated in the letter, if there's a gross earning of $30 million per launch, then how come we're getting $1 million max, if we could attain that max of $100,000 per landing? A producer, we could prep the call. Why is it that we only getting $1 million and then $1 million towards STEM programming? What does that mean? Do you know how much it costs to implement STEM programs across the archipelago? Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, you was reading that text just now that asked the question, what did the negotiation look like in order for them to come up to this $1 million?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it only looks like $1 million. There was no negotiation. $1 million was the payout, and once they saw that, I guess that figure looked big to them. You know, like how Donald Trump likes to say, big, big, big. So the figures is what you're talking about, because some $30 million, we finding out about this, and all the other information is just coming forward. It's like the BPL situation, the information comes out after the papers were signed,
mm-hmm.
and still coming up until the ninth hour. So it looked like simply just $1 million. From $30 million, they're giving us $10.
Yeah.
You understand me?
I
so
hear you.
The negotiation began and end with the donation of the $1 million. That's it. And UB apparently didn't need no more than that.
Listen, we are not certain, but it would not be unreasonable for someone to speculate that. Thank you very much, caller.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Okay, let me just finish this list of questions and I'm coming to the text. Why does it look like the Ministry of Tourism, Investments, and Aviation is leading this initiative? Like, I mean, because it looked like it's the tourism side. Like, if it was the aviation side that was leading it, if I saw beautiful, fancy infographics from the aviation portfolio, I would have been impressed. But I only see and hear tourism talking about it as if somehow we are now in the space tourism industry. Producer, let's prep that caller. What about MOET, Ministry of Energy and Transport, and what about the Ministry of Environment? Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, I'm very vexed about SpaceX, and all of a sudden they put the whale up for sale, right? Now, let me remind the public that an environmental impact assessment, right, is also based on humans and not just animals, so because we are part of the environment. So most environmental impacts, you hear them talk about sand erosion, the grasslands, I mean the marshes, right?
Yeah, the and seabeds
so,
and stuff.
You know,
mangroves.
What about us? And so the thing is, you know, I really wanted to call. You was talking about the infringement or the annexing or the closing of the Clifford Park after dark or whatever, and just the the BMW would have been ostracized from the beaches eventually, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Goodman's Bay, and this is only a few places we can go now. Like, I feel trapped at my age. You know, like, if I don't travel, I may lose my mind. The aesthetics, the garbage, the proliferation of garbage. There's a bench just on the north side of the UB campus, which would be on the south side of Poinciana, as you hear at west. There's a bus stop there where people sit. There's a guy living there with garbage proliferating all around that area. I mean, like, there's no peace of mind. Like, it's like Nassau is a big dump. But mm-hmm. Yet still, everybody's comfortable. We have the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Environment. They haven't passed any city ordinances as far as people keeping their own place and their properties clean, et cetera, et cetera. They wait till something outbreak. Schools have been talking about these things for a little while now. But, I mean, we're breeding it. You know, it's like a big disgrace, this place. And then people are just talking. These all of these situations are very inglorious. It seems to me as if Elon Musk, his name is now Musk, M-U-S-T. He must get what he wants. So the lady who called us now, the lady who always calling, the fact that you must realize that it is designed, capitalism is designed that way for you to find out things later. That's just the way it is. Profit over people. When will we wake up? I get a message to the Beeman people of all of those pathetic minds, educated or not, bookish or bookless. Go and Google and read Silent Weapon for Quiet Wars, since you already know conspiracy theories, and watch and read it and see everything that they've been discussing from the 1940s, you see going on today. Give thanks. Just read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. You don't have to read it. Just go and listen to it. Make up your mind and find out that you
Thank
are
you.
Only a sheep on this plantation and what the globalists think about you.
Thank you, 52. As we go to the break, coming back from the break, yesterday I was picking Juju and I watched this young man walking up the road. And he took his little Arizona can and he flung it in the bush. Like, he flung it so deep in the bush, the casual passerby couldn't just pick it up and throw it in the garbage that was less than 3 feet away from the young man. He was walking towards the garbage and he made the decision to fling the can in the bush. I just watch him. I didn't say nothing because it's dangerous interacting with willful ignorance. We can talk a little bit about that on the other side of the break. You've tuned into On the Clock with Erin Green. We'll be right back.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean, cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how did it work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's the lottery of love that everybody wins.
I love you.
Everybody Wins is giving away over $100,000 in cash prizes in the Lottery of Love.
I love you.
All February long, every $20 spent, you'll receive a raffle ticket. The more you spend, the more chances to win. And you could be among the 30 winners randomly selected on February 28th to win $10, $20, or even $30,000.
I love you.
It's the Lottery of Love at Everybody Wins. Remember to game responsibly and get ready to win.
Oh, yeah.
Then why did he put the idea of Juju Radler in my brain? If good Lord was not a bohemian. Collect the Bear of the Bahamas invites you to Victory Fest 2025. Join us Saturday, March 1st at Smuggler's Square for an epic celebration of the 2024 Boxing Day and 2025 New Year's Day Junkanoo winners, the Saxon Superstars. The Junkanoo season may be over, but the celebration is just getting started. Enjoy music by Playhouse DJs, Lil Giant and DJ Tank, and performing live, Fanshawn and D-Mac. Let's celebrate the four straight Junkanoo winners, Saxon's Superstars. Okay, so questions I still had on the list. Why are we calling it space tourism? And then I see in the business section, Bo, tourists visiting to see SpaceX booster rocket landing today, right? Norman's Key is sold out right now. Tourism has already started. There's that Norman's Key again. The economic potential for space tourism in the Bahamas is already being seen, with many people coming to the Bahamas for the first landing of a SpaceX Falcon 9 first stage booster rocket. Bahamian rocket scientist and consultant for the government, Aisha Bo, said yesterday. Is she a consultant with Ministry of Tourism?
She's a consultant.
That's where we put our astronaut? Or is she like Office of the Prime Minister?
She's a part of the of the grouping that came together. They form a special group.
We have an astronaut promoting tourism.
Well,
okay.
Tourism is everybody's business.
No, not the astronauts. The astronauts, we give them their own time to do astronaut things.
She's a consultant.
Quote, Norman's Key is sold out right now, said Bo. Tourism has already started. Bo said Norman's Key is an example of how far people will go to get a, quote, great seat, close quotes, to witness something like a booster returning from the edge of space and landing itself on an autonomous barge. Today, SpaceX will... Okay, we got that. Bo said the value propositions for Bahamians from this partnership with SpaceX are plentiful, just as they have been for Florida's Space Coast. She explained that visitation to the Space Coast is a $3 billion industry. On average, visitors stay for about 2 days and they are able to watch launches from places that I would argue are not as beautiful as the Bahamas, close quote, she said. How many Bahamians are going to be able to take advantage of this historic event taking place in their own country? How many Bahamian entrepreneurs are going to be able to take advantage? Quote, those individuals are responsible for a revenue stream that create both directly and indirectly about 46,000 jobs and about $1.5 billion in annual wages. Which individuals? The tourists? Quote, if we start to think about the types of tourists that come to the Bahamas, we're now adding the likelihood that people who went to go to see the launches are going to be here to see the landings. We're extending the current. You mean the people who could get in their car and just drive and don't have to get on a plane and just pay gas money and then sit in their car and watch it? That them same people?
They'll fly here now.
No, they could drive here on the high-tech bridge.
They'll fly and come to the Bahamas.
We're extending the current tourism product to new places because you'll be able to see the landing from various viewpoints. We're actually going to be in Cape Eleuthera tomorrow.
See?
You'll also be able to see it off the West End in Grand Bahama.
Yes.
So you could see it off the West End in Grand Bahama and Cape Eleuthera. What about New Providence? We in between Grand Bahama and Eleuthera?
No, on the other side. On the western side. We're on the eastern side of those islands.
Where Grand Bahama is?
Grand Bahama has a western side. We are on the eastern side of Grand Bahama, too. So we can't see it.
And where are they the launch going to take place? In Exuma.
The landing.
The landing is going to take place in Exuma.
On the western side of Exuma.
On the inside, not the ocean side.
The ocean side.
That's the east.
The western side.
That's the east is going towards Britain.
Yeah, east is going towards Britain.
And west is going towards Andrus.
Towards the United States.
No, north is towards the United States.
Yeah, but I mean, that... What America?
What I want to know is if the landing is taking place in the waters east of Exuma, and the people on the west end of Grand Bahama could see it.
It's supposed to be in the west of Exuma.
What do you mean in the west? You mean like on the inside of the archipelago?
Yes.
Not in the deep ocean? It doesn't matter because we've answered the question. Surely not enough time has been spent on this venture. Continue reading from the article. Bo has been introducing Bahamian youth to the concepts that surround space travel and science, technology, engineering, and mathematics for almost a decade. So what you selling? I going out there to sell fritter.
Going out where to sell fritter?
East of the Exumas, but not within the 12 nautical mile boundary that's been cordoned off for the landing. It can't be in the west of the Exuma Keys because that's inside the archipelago.
Mm.
The landing have to take place on the eastern side in the Atlantic Ocean, far from the national park and people. It have to. It can't be on the inside. It can't be inside the archipelago. That just don't make any sense. Also, the type of merchandising. I mean, is merchandising really the economic opportunity that's been made available to the average Bahamian? And where do we go to find out which SpaceX images have been authorized for public use by Bahamians to create merchandise? Is the boy who liked to put his hand in the air going to attempt to sue me because I print up some T-shirts that say, I almost saw the rocket landing in the Exumas, but I was having too much fun? Yeah? Also, y'all really, like, have our astronaut waking in tourism? Some more text. Yes, Aaron, that is appropriate because the God of the family is the God of Israel. Y'all know about the courts? Y'all ever heard about a principle of separation of church and state? Y'all hear any of them thing? Here's another text. At the end of October 2024, the budget deficit for the first 4 months of the fiscal year that started July 1st, 2024 was $274 million. Mm-hmm. The government has projected a deficit of $69.8 million for the full 2024-2025 fiscal year. Lord help us, this administration is going to finish us off financially. But you better be prepared to celebrate them when they tell you the deficit was not as large as we projected it to be, so you should be pleased about that. That we tolerate politicians coming and looking us in our face and telling us we definitely going to generate a deficit. Like, we are not going to balance the books for the entirety of this term. Vote for us. I don't get it. Great show as usual. It means we are the conch. That text could apply to most of this conversation. We are not worrying about the driver, reference to Dr. Davis's letter. We were worrying about giving them the keys and not getting enough money while you for money. I don't know. The Bahamian negotiators are just pure dumb when it comes to negotiation on behalf of the Bahamian people. Stick a pin, Texter. They're not negotiating on our behalf. And I thought Chester Cooper made that clear when I can find the quote, I have the notes, when he said the collaboration between the Bahamian government, Bahamian officials, and SpaceX ain't never mentioned us in the conversation. Texas says this just don't make no sense. Prime Minister Davis is a poor excuse for a PM. I wouldn't talk about his deputy. Another text. Lino always on point. Another text. It's not that Elon Musk must get what he wants. It's that billionaires get what they want because everyone has a price. But everything doesn't have a price. And trust me, the Exuma Keys, the areas bounded by the national park and beyond, are priceless. The high water mark is a classic apartheid Jim Crow policy. It makes absolutely no sense. Which Bahamian goes on a beach visit and stays in the sand to the point where the water flows at high tide? The policy is what it is, as opposed to a policy designed to guarantee access to beaches for all Bahamians. Texter, thank you for this text. I'm going to pick that one up. I hear the music. Text say, I spell astronaut with two S's. They say because they don't ever want to go in space. Last text, I'm appalled at how blatant the government is in their decision-making how you land and launch a space rocket without getting advisory by local scientists. So, as I realize is a thing, Bahamians, we model the behavior at the top. When parents say, do as I say and not as I do, children look right at them and smile and then do what they do. That's who we are as Bahamians. And I wonder if the people at the top understand how their behavior is being modeled in society. Almost every attempt at critical interrogation on this issue has been met by people who just attempt to shut down the conversation, even though the questions asked are beyond reasonable. They're sound, and the government should have answered them before we asked them, right? And then I realized something. That's exactly what I'm seeing being modeled and manifested all over this country. When did Bahamians feel that they have a right to defend breaking the law? Like their own breaking of the law. The right to where they could fight you. Right? I want to say something, dear Bahamians. As you go about your day breaking the law, driving on your cell phone, endangering people's lives, you're supposed to apologize after you do that. You're not supposed to threaten to kill or harm somebody after you almost killed or harmed them on the road. And to you, dear handsome sir, in your gold car yesterday, you were the one who looked like a fool on your cell phone. All 6 foot plus of you jam up in your little car. Yeah, you were the fool. Go into your job, your professional job, showing everybody that you don't have an ounce of professionalism in you. Please, don't let the moment you realize how reckless your driving is be the day you kill or injure someone. Because these by trying to put space land spacecraft in the Bahamas and y'all don't even want to stop at stop signs. Have a great day, Bahamas. Have a great day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.